makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, every day I'm going to feel more and more like the American. You should see me, Mamma Mia. I'm dressed like American, I'm eating like American, I'm talk like American. And I'm even learning the biggest American habit. How to read the newspaper and walk across the street in the same time. Has the one thing about the American, Mamma Mia, he's got a big heart. And every time he's eating a restaurant, he's leaving 10% tip for a waiter. And this I'm always do. Just a little while ago, I had a coffee and a donut in a restaurant. Check was a 10 cents, but I'm a real American. I'm leave 11. And to show you how much American I'm become, Mamma Mia, I'm even interested myself in a baseball. I remember the first time in Chicago, I thought the man who sells the newspaper was running a laundry on the side. Because all the time everybody is asking him, how's the White Sox doing? And then, Mamma Mia, I'm get a letter, and it's making me feel so proud. Here was a letter from Antique Dealers of America. That's a big association I'm joining last year. And they say they're going to have a big dance in a hotel. And I'm going to get a card that's inviting me and a Mrs. Basco. Mr. and a Mrs. Basco. But I must have been mistaken, this Mrs. Basco. Because I guess they don't know you're still in Italy. But then I realize that they must mean my wife. Yeah, mean my wife. It's a feel funny, not
to... Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's that letter you got there, little banana nose?
That's an invitation, Pasquale, to dance. Yeah, from my association, Antique Dealers of America.
Hey, that's wonderful, Luigi. You just take a rosa, and when you two get out on a dance floor, everybody's going to be watching.
Well, if I'm going to go with the rest on the dance floor, they got to watch you because there's going to be no room in the dance. Besides, I'm not going to bring the rest. This invitation is for me and Mrs. Basco.
Well, that's nothing. The $2 and the 10 minutes in the city hall I couldn't fix up. What do you say, little cabbage puss?
No.
That's a no answer. Give me one good reason.
Well, I'm going to give you 3 good reasons, Pasquale. First place, I'm a don't love Rossi enough.
Come on, I get down to the real reason.
Second place, I'm not ready to get married.
Stop stalling, come to the real reason.
Third place, she's too fat for me.
Where's she fat?
In the first, the second, and the third place.
Papa Squeak, I brought you to America, remember? I set you up in this antique shop, remember? I lend you money when you go broke. I do a million things for you, and why? You think it because I got a bigger heart?
No, because you got a bigger daughter. Honey, don't try to scare me into taking a Rosa Pasquale, because you can't. It's a free country. I'm going to take anybody I want.
Luigi, it's a break of my heart to hear you talking like that. I guarantee you, if you marry Rosa, just the once... She's going to lose 100 pounds from jumping with her happiness.
No, not the rush. If she gets married, then she's going to be happy, and then she's going to gain weight.
All right, so marry her and make her miserable.
No, Pasquale, we're wasting the time. Besides, I'm gonna go to my night school class.
Wait, Luigi. Think over. What if Rosa was to promise you herself she would take off her weight in time for a dance?
That's impossible.
You don't believe her, huh? Would you believe if you heard it straight from the horse's mouth?
You mean Rosa herself?
Uh-huh. I gotta call her in, let me see. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little buttercup. Rosa, Luigi's going to a big antique dance soon.
He has in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Rosa, how would you like to go to this antique dance?
But, Papa, I don't like to dance with antiques.
Oh, Rosa, Luigi said he might be willing to marry a set in the party if they didn't mind 100 pounds of being reduced.
But, Papa, why should Luigi want to reduce 100 pounds?
Not a Luigi, you! Oh, Rosa, go back to the kitchen.
All right.
No, just to go back. Stay out of the kitchen.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye, Papa. Goodbye, Luigi.
Goodbye. Well, Pasquale, see, you just got your answer. Now I'm going to go to the night school.
Now, wait, Luigi. Don't go yet. You can help Rosa out. Take her with you. Let her mix her with the people. That's going to make her such a big improvement. After all, how much can she learn hanging around with ignorant pussies like you and me?
Pasquale, don't drag me into it. Goodbye.
Now, wait, take her, Luigi. You're going to be surprised at what a big impression she's going to make on that dance floor. You're going to be surprised, I tell you.
Impression on a dancer floor.
She'll make a big one.
That's only if she's a fool on it.
Don't worry about it. We're
going
to have a picnic next
time. All right, quiet class, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basso? Well, I wonder what's keeping him away. Mr. Horowitz?
How should I know what's keeping Luigi away?
I was just continuing the roll call.
Oh, please excuse me for being late, Miss Spalding, but my countryman Pasquale is calling me a gonoramorous because I'm going to want to make a Mrs. Bross and Mrs. Basco after she's going to dance with the antique in my association.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
All right, please. Let's have some quiet.
And if no one else wants to return to the lessons, I do.
Look at him. He can't wait to make a pest of himself with his intelligence.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be all. Class, I asked you to study the chapter on Andrew Jackson in your history books. Now, let's see how much you've learned. Mr. Horowitz, please tell us when and where Andrew Jackson was born.
Certainly. Jackson was born in America.
What part?
All of him.
No, Mr. Horowitz. What part of America? What state?
Oh, North Carolina.
Go on. What year?
What year what?
What year was he born?
You mean Andrew Jackson?
Mr. Horowitz, are you stalling?
Stalling? This filibuster will make history.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you may answer the next question.
Huh?
By what nickname was Andrew Jackson known?
Ach, well, that was something with old... Old Hickory?
Are you sure?
Am I right?
Yes.
Then I'm sure.
Now, let's continue, please. Mr. Olson, can you tell us something about Andrew Jackson's early life?
Oh, that would be my extreme pleasure. Would you like me to talk about his marriage? Or go back to his first yawn? Or further back to his school days? Or before that?
Why don't you start with the name of the hospital he was born in and how much he weighed?
Schultz, will you stop acting like a boor?
Olsen, when you stop acting like a boor?
Another remark like that, Mr. Schultz, and you may leave. Continue, Mr. Olsen, anywhere you wish.
Thank you. Andrew Jackson was a major general in the United States Army. He won several gigantic battles against the British and the Indians. And in 1828, he became president. I might also add, Andrew Jackson instituted the spoil system in politics.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basco, what brought on the spoil system?
Huh?
What started the spoil system?
Bad refrigerator, sir?
That's what I like about Luigi. He doesn't say much, but when he does, it's a lollapalooza.
Miss Spalding, I'm sorry, Miss Spalding, but I'm no can think today.
Not no can, Mr. Basco. I can't think today.
Oh, you too, huh?
I was correcting your English, Mr. Basco. It's abominable.
Now, you see, you agree with the Pasquale. I'm making it amorous. What the right time I got to turn down a rosa to the dancer without even a thinking?
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Basco. I was a little hard on you.
Yeah, take it easy, you little Wiener Schnitzel. You want to rosa to a dance, if I remember.
Yeah, I'm a remember, too. All night I felt like I was trying to push the Empire State Building back 2 inches.
All right, if you remember that, then why are you angry with yourself for refusing to take it this time?
Well, Horowitz, because I'm a said no. I didn't mean it because she's too fat.
No.
It's because, with all those important people at the dance, I was afraid that she was going to say the wrong things, and I couldn't help her because I'm so stupid myself.
Mr. Basso, I'm sorry. Really, I want to apologize for making you feel this way. After all, you're making every effort to improve. You're going to night school. At least you're facing your problem honestly.
Why don't you tell Pasquale that's how you feel about his doctor? You will feel better and Pasquale will know.
I think you're right. I'm feeling better already just thinking about it. Sure, I'm going to tell Pasquale.
Luigi, now be sure you don't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you just got to handle the whole thing with tact.
That's all.
Tact? What should I say, Chief?
Well, you say, Pasquale, I would like to take Rosa to the dance, but I can't for a lot of reasons. First, she's too fat. And second, she don't dress right. And third, she's always laughing. And fourth, she always says the wrong thing at the wrong time. And fifth, Himmel, Luigi, you take her. She's going to be the life of the party.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm lucky to talk with you.
If you don't mind, stranger, I ain't ever speaking at times with you.
It's about the rush.
Well, if a set of the party is willing to talk, another set of the party is willing to listen.
All right. To start with, Pasquale, please believe me when I say I owe you a whole lot for bringing me to America and helping me so much.
Keep talking.
And there's nothing I would like better than to bring you good news.
What's the good news?
I'm still not going to take a rosa to the dance.
Luigi, you take the longest road to go nowhere. There's the door. See how quick you can get on the other side of it without opening it up.
No, but wait a minute, Pasquale. Let me finish. I like the rosa. Really. She's sweet and kind, but if I'm stupid, at least I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to dress better. Ross is just a Ross. She should do nothing. If she's just a Ross, and then maybe someday she's going to double herself.
That's the sound spoken from the heart.
That's right, it is.
Luigi, I tell you what I do. I make a bargain with you. The dance is going to begin for 2 weeks yet. I'm going to concentrate everything that the money can buy on Rosa for the next 2 weeks. If it don't make no change in it, don't take her. But if it does, will you take her?
Sure, but what can you do?
Everything. I read about her charm courses. I'm going to get her somebody to learn English. She's going to reduce everything.
All right, Pasquale. I'm going to wait till I see her. And I hope it'll work.
It's got to work. Money can do anything. And believe me, when I get it through with her, roses are going to look better than a Maxi Factor.
I'm so glad I talked to you like this, Pasquale, because, we really love each other, huh? For me. For me, you're even going to change your daughter.
That's the right, Luigi. For you, I'm going to create a Frankenstein.
Before we return to life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is not only good, but also good for you. When you're feeling tense or you're working at a hard, fast pace, it's really a comfort to chew on a good, smooth pizza. The easy, pleasant chewing helps relieve that feeling of pent-up tension and gives you satisfaction. Then, too, the lively, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep your mouth moist and fresh. So you see, that little stick of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum is not only enjoyable, but also helpful to you. Try it and see for yourself. Keep a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum handy and enjoy chewing a stick from time to time every day. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, there's a lots of crazy things that happened in the last 10 days since the Pasquale's promised to make us into new girl. First, he's put on a 14-day diet. She should have lose weight, but if I'm no rush, she's going to take 14 years. Then also, he's bought a special exercise things for her, like bicycle, to stand still while you ride in away on it. And also, Pasquale's hired special lady. Yeah, she's come around to massage your Rosa in a pinch and a rub her. Mamma mia, Rosa's got so much to pinch and a rub, I think Pasquale better get a 3 legs. But it must be doing good because all the day I'm hearing her scream Western Uncle Pietro's goat when he's got his tail caught in a fence. And then also, Mamma Mia, is a funny little fellow with eyeglasses. He's always coming around the house. Yeah. Well, excuse me, Mamma Mia. I'm seeing him now. He's going to Pasquale's store. Wait. I'm going to ask him what's happening. Hey.
Did you call me, sir?
Yeah. Hello. Hey, I'm Luigi Basco. Yeah, I'm a good friend of Pasquale. He's a hire you for his daughter, huh?
Why, yes. I'm her tutor.
Her tutor?
Yes.
What are you took?
I'm her teacher.
Yeah, I know. You think I'm going to get around with this too? All right, so what do you teach to her?
Oh, everything. The languages, grace, the dance, toys. Oh, she's a delightful creature.
Rosa?
That girl has big potentialities.
Oh, yeah, she's a plenty bigger, right? But maybe with a diet, she's going to look nice and better, huh?
Oh, she looks splendid now. And I happen to like fat girls myself.
Ah. Now, Mr. Tudor, how much do you weigh?
90 pounds. I suppose opposites attract. I tell you, watching that girl dance is a revelation. She has rhythm, feeling, and a certain lightness of foot. Well, it's simply poetry in motion.
Yeah, but if she's ever stepped on a poetry, is it going to stop with the motion?
I beg your pardon. Did you say you were a friend?
Well, sure I'm a friend. What's the matter? You don't believe in me? Russ is a tootin' with you just because of me.
Oh, good heavens. I can't see why. You. I must be going.
Mamma mia. If he hears to tell the truth, then...
Luigi, my fellow boobie.
Oh, hello, sir.
Luigi, tell me, who was that strange little character you were talking to?
That's the fellow who's a tootin' with Russ.
Uh-huh. He looks skinny enough to be a Rizzo. Ach, Luigi, it's all over the neighborhood what Pasquale is doing with Rosa, just so you should take her to the dance. Diction lessons, dancing lessons, razor head losing.
Hey, sure, so you think it's possible to change a person in 2 weeks?
Why not? Ach, smile, Luigi. You know, I think you're a little afraid you might like the new Rosa.
Well, how am I going to tell her? The way he's a hider, you would think she was the atom bomb.
You should see how Pasquale talks. Hundreds of dollars he's got invested in charm specialists, makeup experts, two dogs, figure specialists. Ach, let's face it, Rosa ain't a girl no more. She's a project.
But, is it not possible if somebody could change the way he's walked and talks or laughs? And you know how Rosa is a laughter.
like the 12 o'clock lunch list.
But, Luigi, when you see the new Rosa Thursday, you might desire the change. It's wonderful.
President?
Uh-huh. Pasquale was in my store for something, and he told me that's the unveiling. 2 o'clock Thursday. All his friends are going to be there. Maybe he'll send you later today.
You're not sure. I'm going to have a short office since the day Pasquale's got that idea.
Who knows? Maybe you're going to see a girl who's beautiful, smart, charming,
and attractive.
Stop being such a pessimist, Luigi. Smile. Be like me, always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
How much longer are we going to wait for Pasquale?
Don't be in such a hurry, little pumpkin ahead. Calm down, relax. After all, the roses have got to please the crowd. She's got to be good and ready. Is she ready, Mr. Tudor?
I'll say she is.
All right. All right, everybody, get ready now. Close your mouth and open your eyes. You will now see the greatest exchange that ever took a place since the Dr. Jekyll has turned into Mrs. Hyde. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Are you addressing me, Peter?
That's a friend. Pasquale, since when are you changing your name from Pasquale to Peter?
Peter speaks to father.
That's right. The papa is the tater and the mama is the tomato. Now, who's going to suit for the fool? Well, say yourself, because the Rosa don't look a different, even you don't recognize her.
Yeah, but she's a sweet.
She's as smart than you are, too. A Rosa takes off my educational for Louisa.
Indubitably.
In a hoof? In a hoof? Hobbitably?
No.
In a boobitably?
No, you the indubitably. It's there in a doobie. Even I don't know what it's saying. You see, Luigi, she talks in such a high-class English, and now nobody understands her. Now, Rosa...
Peter, please, call me Rosette.
All right, Rosette. Now I'm going to show you something, Luigi. Rosette, say something Italian for Luigi.
All right. Favorisca, farmi, altri, guanti.
Pasquale, what's that?
Luigi, for the first time in your life, you hear an Italian with a Harvard accent.
Maria, Rosa, I mean Rosette. Well, you sound very good, but I didn't hear you laugh today. Don't you feel good?
Luigi, there's a time for laughter, and there's a time for serious things. Don't you think?
Well, stop standing there with your mouth open and say something to the lady.
How do you like my new coiffure?
What?
Oh, you dope. Tell her you like her new dress.
Peter, you amaze me. I'm talking about my up sweep.
Oh, Luigi, tell her you like her, the way she sweeps up.
Rosa, you always was good in the kitchen.
Luigi, I was looking for you. Is that you, Rosa?
Please, my name is Rosette.
Rosette?
Yeah, Schultz, she's changed her name.
In the future, kindly call me Rosette, Mr. Schultz.
Mark Schultz, in the future, kindly call me Schultzette.
Well, Schultz, what do you say? Is it some difference, huh? Class, the taste, the breeding, the weight?
Well, I got to agree about the class, taste, breeding. But about the weight? Dunder und Blitzen!
So what? The Luigi didn't care about the weight.
No, no, you're right, Pasquale. You're absolutely right. I didn't.
That's the words of like from a true gentleman, Luigi. He's going to keep as a bargain. He's a taking a rosa to the dance.
No, no, Pasquale. I'm not taking a rosa to the dance.
What? You got the nerve to stand there with your stupid face hanging out and telling me my girl still ain't good enough for you?
No, Pasquale. It's just the other way around. She's too good for me now. Goodbye.
Wait, Luigi. Wait.
Well, Pasquale, that's too bad. You made a noble experiment come out. And never have I seen so much done to... so much.
How do you like that? My Frankenstein, a backfire on me.
One moment, Mr. Pasquale. I have something more important than mere dancing on my mind.
All right, Mr. College, what do you got on your mind?
Well, to put it bluntly, I am... enamored of your daughter.
What?
Yes.
Nobody's gonna enamel of my daughter. What are you talking about?
After all, what she just learned, she can easily forget. But if I marry her, she will always remember.
He wishes to become Mr. Pasquale.
What?
I want to marry your daughter, sir.
You want to... get out of here, you mouse, you.
Mouse?
Beat it, go on and get out.
How can you act so, Peter?
And I'm going to give you a favor. Come here.
What are you going to do?
Wait till I get my shoe off and I get down over my knee.
Papa!
Hey, Rosa, I'm going to give you this fancy talk. I threw all of my money for that, huh?
Hey, what's this I'm here? That sounds like the old Rosa.
Oh, Papa's job, you're ruining your shoe.
Rosa, I'm a thought that you was laughing.
You hear that, Papa? He thought I was laughing.
Rosa, stop with the laughing. Luigi came back, and now you're going to chase him out again.
No, no, Pasquale. Now I'm going to see the old Rosa again. And this Rosa, I'm going to take her to the dance.
What? Are you taking her? That's making me laugh.
Luigi, I'm going with you. Oh!
No, wait a minute. It's... I'm the one who should have left. Rosa, I'm going with you. Well, Mamma Mia. I'm a took Rosa to the dance after all. And everything is turned out very nice. Except for one thing. Just like I'm expected, while I was dancing with Rosa, he's a fall down on me. Right away, Rosa's start to laugh. Everybody is a laugh with her. And when I take the plaster off of my chest, I'm gonna laugh too. Your lovely son, Luigi Vasco, Lily McGrin.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you to include delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on your shopping list this week. Wrigley's Spearmint is an ideal treat to bring home to your family. It's healthful, it's inexpensive, and it's a taste treat that everyone enjoys and appreciates. Pass Wrigley's Spearmint Gum around after meals. Give some to the children when they come home from school, and enjoy it yourself whenever you want something good to chew on that isn't rich or heavy. Next time you go to the store, remember to get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman MacDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Clothing, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olsen, and Sidney Miller as the Duke. Music was directed by Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.